Governor Abbott participates in fireside chat at South Texas Alliance of Cities in McAllen. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, McAllen, TX on September 24, 2024, Governor Greg Abbott joined the quarterly meeting of the South Texas Alliance of Cities, STAC, in McAllen, Texas, for a fireside chat focused on the pressing economic and local issues impacting South Texas communities. Hosted by McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos at the McAllen Convention Center, this gathering brought together mayors and city leaders from across the region, unified in their mission to address the unique challenges facing the Rio Grande Valley, RGV, and South Texas at large. McAllen Mayor Javier Villalobos. Mayor Villalobos, the event's host, kicked off the meeting by welcoming Governor Abbott and his fellow mayors. He set the tone for a day of collaboration and open dialogue, stating, "So I just want to thank you all and welcome you. It will be a long day, but we can take care of several important matters today. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, having all the new mayors around. Thank you so much. Welcome." Villalobos highlighted the significance of STAC's role in empowering local governments through collaboration, noting that cities' strength lies in working together. "Communities that work together succeed, and that's exactly what we're doing," he added. His emphasis on unity and shared responsibility resonated throughout the day as city leaders discussed their shared goals and challenges. Edinburgh Mayor Ramiro Garza. Mayor Garza, who also serves as chairman of the South Texas Alliance of Cities, reinforced the importance of regional unity. "On behalf of the South Texas Alliance of Cities, I want to welcome all of you. This alliance meeting is a way for us to unite as one region, South Texas, and ensure we have one message and voice for our entire region," Garza remarked. Garza emphasized the need for collaboration, especially as South Texas faces similar transportation, infrastructure, and workforce development challenges. He encouraged mayors to learn from one another. "By working closer together, there's strength in numbers. This alliance must continue visiting one another to be unified in our efforts." Brownsville Mayor John Cowan. As the mayor of Brownsville, the largest city in South Texas, John Cowan highlighted the importance of presenting a united front when lobbying state and federal officials for funding. "Having a unified approach is crucial. When we speak for the valley, representing 1.5 million residents, that's a loud voice," said Cowan. Cowan stressed that addressing the region's most pressing concerns, such as water security and infrastructure development, requires immediate action and collaboration. "Without water, we cannot sustain the growth we're striving for, nor can we provide for our current residents and businesses. Planning for future infrastructure now is critical as our population is expected to double in the next 25 years. Laredo Mayor Victor Trevino. Mayor Trevino praised the alliance's collaborative efforts, calling the STAC meetings one of the best ideas to get all the mayors together in a long time. Trevino expressed the importance of using these meetings to address shared challenges. "It serves not only to be one voice but one political advocate for South Texas," he said. As the leader of the largest inland port in the U.S., Trevino highlighted Laredo's vital role in trade and the mutual challenges South Texas cities face regarding binational relations and security. "We handle 40% of all goods entering the U.S. through our ports, and we share common challenges that require regional solutions," Trevino emphasized. Harlingen Mayor Norma Sepulveda. Mayor Sepulveda focused on regional infrastructure challenges. She noted, "Some of the major issues we have as a region are drainage, aging infrastructure, and water scarcity. These are all regional issues, and we must brainstorm how to tackle them better together." Sepulveda was also proud to highlight Harlingen's growing medical sector, sharing the exciting news that the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, UTRGV, had secured a $30 million grant to establish a diabetes center of excellence in her community. "This project will serve the entire Rio Grande Valley, addressing a critical health issue in the region." Premont Mayor Priscilla Vargas. Mayor Vargas, representing a smaller town with a population of about 3,300, spoke about the value of learning from larger cities. "It's refreshing to know that we're all facing the same issues and working together to find solutions," Vargas said. She highlighted infrastructure as Premont's biggest challenge, explaining that her city's growth outpaced its initial preparations. We are learning a lot from larger cities that have already faced these issues, Vargas added. They are able to share advice on the next steps we need to take, and it's wonderful to apply those ideas to our town. City of Alice Mayor Cynthia Carrasco. Mayor Carrasco expressed excitement about collaborating with other mayors. It's a huge opportunity to get to know what's going on within our region. It's invaluable to meet other mayors from a small town and learn what they're doing to expand economic growth and development, Carrasco said. She was particularly inspired by McAllen's growth, noting, "It's exciting to see the valley grow so fast and to hear innovative ideas about water resources and infrastructure." Pongvu Mayor Ricardo Villarreal. Mayor Villarreal, attending his first STAC meeting, compared himself to a sponge, eagerly absorbing new ideas. Networking, bouncing ideas, and feeding off each other, that's why we're here, he said. Villarreal expressed appreciation for the opportunity to observe how McAllen is managing its growth, and he planned to implement many of the ideas he gathered. I've been texting, emailing, and writing notes. These are ideas I'm sure our citizens will appreciate, and we're going to continue building on what we learn, Villarreal shared. Mission Mayor Nori Gonzalez Garza. Mayor Nori, who was involved in the inception of the South Texas Alliance of Cities, reiterated the importance of viewing South Texas as a regional area rather than focusing solely on individual cities. It's really important for all of us to get together, not just to network, but to understand each other's goals and objectives, she said. Mayor Nori highlighted the alliance's collective spirit, adding, "We need to look at our area as a regional area because it benefits everyone. Our relationships allow us to be each other's sounding boards, strengthening our efforts." EdCouch Mayor Virginio Gonzalez. Mayor Gonzalez said the STAC meeting was a lifeline for his small community. "For a small town like EdCouch, this is definitely a lifeline," Gonzalez said. "We're here to learn and seek advice from others, and we're honored to be part of this great alliance." Granjeno Mayor Yvette Cabrera. Mayor Cabrera echoed the importance of fostering relationships with neighboring cities to share knowledge and ideas. "For a small city, having these types of relationships is invaluable," Cabrera said. She appreciated the open discussions, which provided insights on approaching large projects and moving forward with shared initiatives. The South Texas Alliance of Cities meeting in McAllen showcased the power of regional collaboration and the importance of a unified voice when addressing the unique challenges faced by communities across the Rio Grande Valley. With the participation of Governor Abbott and mayors from large and small cities alike, the event demonstrated the growing political and economic influence of South Texas. It emphasized the importance of working together to secure a prosperous future for the region. As the cities continue to grow and evolve, their collective efforts will ensure that they meet the needs of their residents and position South Texas as a vital force in the state's future.